This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Marcia Rock in the studio. She is the producer and director of the film Service, When Women Come Marching Home. Tell us a little bit about this film.
It deals with women veterans, the issues that they face when they transition from military to civilian life. And that transition really depends on the kind of experience they had while serving. Some people had a great experience serving and some not so great.
And you have several people that have traveled with you or met up with you and spoken at your film screenings throughout the country.
Yes, the screening at Eastern Florida State College will be the last screening of a tour sponsored by Disabled American Veterans. And a veteran from the film will be at the screening. And at this screening, we have Mariette Kalinowski, Marine, who is now in a creative writing program and working on a book about her experiences in war. She served in Iran.
What types of challenges do they face when they come back?
There's the trauma that is very difficult to not have post-traumatic stress if you've faced combat, and many of the women in our film did. One woman, Sue Downs in particular, was in a Humvee, and it went over an IED. Only she survived. She lost both her legs. But we start with her story because she was fully accepted into the unit. Women were not seen as divisive or sexual objects. They were completely integrated into that unit. And what is beautiful about her story is that her fellow soldiers had her back. It's a gripping story about getting her to Bagram Air Force Base to get medical care. And the breathing unit she was on stopped. So her commander pumped it for 45 minutes. He said, "I'm not going to lose you." So we wanted to show that women can serve in combat and serve well. But then there's the other side. And the other side is when women aren't fully integrated into the unit, when they're seen as sex objects, that the old culture of boys will be boys and what do you expect from 19-year-olds occurs. And this is changing, but it's still there. So several of the women in the film experienced military sexual trauma. One in particular, Brigitte McCoy, was raped twice. And what really tipped the scale for her, though, was sexual harassment when she was being touched, her commanding officer blocking the door. And her fellow women asked her to report it. And when she reported it, she was persecuted for reporting it. When she got home, she ended up homeless. She has two young children. And the VA at the time did not understand the needs of women veterans. The homeless outreach was about drugs, not about homeless women with children. So there were very few shelters or resources for her. Fortunately, that's changing. And what's really exciting about this project, in the years since it's been out, things have really changed for women veterans. It's not done yet, but in Congress, in the new defense bill, there are new laws to protect women.
You can see Service, the film screening, East Florida State College. That's on Thursday at 5:30. It is free. Reservations are appreciated. You can call 433-5570. And this is the Melbourne campus. They do have a Facebook page and a website where you can find out more information and connect with them. It's servicethefilm.com. We also want to recognize Patricia Lee Stotter, the co-producer. And tomorrow joining Marcia will be Mariette Kalinowski, Thursday at 5:30 at East Florida State College. Marcia, thanks so much for coming in.
Great to be here.